Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. This is Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman Day in Champlin. The City Council passed a proclamation recognizing Hortman for her decades of public service, trailblazing leadership as the third woman to serve as Speaker of the Minnesota House, and her steadfast commitment to justice, equity, and opportunity for all Minnesotans. Officials say she's been a role model for future generations of public servants, especially women and girls. A gathering at a Mason City TV station today marks the 30th anniversary of the disappearance of news anchor Jody Huzentrout from Minnesota. The 27-year-old Long Prairie native was on her way to work on the morning of June 27, 1995, when she disappeared. Investigators found some of her belongings near her car in the parking lot of her apartment building, but her body has never been found, and no one has been charged in her death. This week, the newly appointed Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices that oversees vaccines had its first meeting with the new appointees made by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The new committee includes multiple vaccine skeptics, according to U.S. Representative Kelly Morrison, and the Minnesota Democrat says that's dangerous.
These are scary times we're in, as we're seeing science being undermined, misinformation being promoted from the highest levels of our government, and spaces that have normally been evidence-based and apolitical being hijacked in ways we've never seen before. It's scary and it's confusing.
Morrison and fellow Democratic doctors in Congress say the ACIP was compromised of physicians, researchers, public health specialists, and scientists in the past. Today, we're expecting an update in the dispute between nurses and their healthcare employers. 15,000 members of the Minnesota Nurses Association voted overwhelmingly this week to authorize an unfair labor practices strike. Construction projects are in full swing across Minnesota, and state traffic officials are reminding drivers to move over. It's the law.
The move over law is the result of actually a friend of mine that was killed.
State Trooper Ted Foss was killed on the shoulder of I-90 in Winona in August of 2000, for whom the law is named in honor of. The Minnesota Lynx plays the Atlanta Dream tonight in Georgia. The 12-2 Lynx looked to rebound from a 68-64 loss Tuesday night to the Mystics in Washington. All-star forward Nafisa Collier has missed the last two games with a lower back injury and is listed as questionable tonight. Out Front Minnesota, the state's largest LGBTQ organization, asks Minnesotans who want to march in the annual Twin Cities Pride Parade to join them. Those interested in walking with the organization on Sunday can sign up on their website, outfront.org. Marchers need to be in place by 10 a.m. in downtown Minneapolis for the 11 a.m. parade start time. The Minnesota Twins routed the Seattle Mariners 10-1 at Target Field Thursday to split the four-game series. The Twins scored 8 runs in the 6th inning, and Brooks Lee and Matt Wallner both hit home runs. Simeon Woods Richardson pitched 5 scoreless innings and had 6 strikeouts for his 3rd win of the season. The game was delayed by rain by more than 4 hours. The Twins open a 3-game series tonight at the first-place Detroit Tigers. This is MNN.